Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet, I have the extreme privilege of sitting across from my gorgeous wife with a microphone between us.
It's got an interesting shape.
I'm not afraid of looking foolish.
Oh, I am not either. Lie, lie, lie. You know, every once in a while.
Well, I actually am afraid of looking foolish if I think about it. I mean, my mechanics are to avoid looking foolish.
Correct.
But, you know, if you override those mechanics sufficiently, it's, I'm so bad. It's kind of like the disgust that existed around sex when you were first getting involved with it. You know, practice makes perfect. You make yourself foolish long enough, you forget you're foolish.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good example.
Analogy, yeah, I know.
You know, if you're currently
listening to this show for the first time, hi, I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel. We finish each other's sentences. And if you regularly or currently get swept up in being afraid of looking foolish, all that means is your attention is on yourself, how you're doing, and you're locked in your thought process. So we're going to tell you the easiest way
to get out of that thought process that keeps you in your upsets.
Ready?
Yeah.
Listening.
Listening. Our engineer, Aaron said, are you going to sing?
We thought, oh, well, we probably should. It's a looking foolish day. So you may be afraid of looking foolish, but listening will pull you out of it.
Listening, true listening, is not seeing whether or not you know it already, you agree with it, you disagree with what's being said. It's to actually suspend that judgmental system and hear what another person's saying without your agenda interfering. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean by agenda?
Give us an example.
Well, if I'm trying to sell something, or you go into a store and you're looking at a new TV, and the salesperson has the agenda to sell you that TV so they make money, you know, because they're on commission.
Yep.
Then there's this pressure brought to you to buy it because you want it.
So if you say, oh, I don't really like the look of it, they may not have an interest in hearing that because their agenda is for you to purchase it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have, and here's the other thing. We all have agendas, whether we realize it or not. They may be, you know, hidden. But we have agendas that were set in motion at an early time in our life, and one of them might be not to look foolish. Anyway.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic, as in we're not looking at what someone did to you or what you did wrong or how you could improve upon the past.
In other words, your parents didn't do it wrong.
Yay, that's perfect timing right before Mother's Day.
Well, you may think they did. But that was you at a very young age that has been supporting the agenda to prove them wrong for years.
You know, I'm certain that there are people who listen to this show
I'm certain there are people who are not going to want to listen to this show anymore after I said what I just said.
Yeah, but I realize that there are people whose parents may have really actually done super unfortunate things in the upbringing.
Yes.
Not everybody have reasonable parents who just do reasonably
bizarre things,
you know, mistaken things or things that might have been, you know, better thought out. But you don't have to go back there in order to have your life be magnificent.
You know, wouldn't it be great, and this is a possibility, by the way, that you could start your life newly without what's happened before influencing or determining how you are in the future? That's possible.
Our approach is one where the simple looking and noticing and seeing how you're being and what is without judging what you see is enough to resolve things that have been following you around that
forever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have.
What? What do we have?
A caller waiting.
Oh, well, let's take her.
Elka, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany. Hi, Aria and Saya.
Hi.
Hi, Elka.
Welcome to the show.
What can we
Thank
do
you.
For you?
I have a question about looking foolish. And just yesterday, I'm singing in a small group with two other women since 20 years now. And we are preparing a new show. And yesterday we had our director, a woman, in front of us, and we were singing. And I again saw myself having a lot of attention on my performance and not being the white woman I want to be. And that's a bit my question, how to take the attention off me and to see more the audience we will have in some weeks and have fun with them.
Well, one thing is, as you say it, I see you worrying about an audience some weeks away.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like, that's where you have to be willing to be taking the attention off yourself. But I think it's everywhere, every day, Elka. Look, you chose your profession as a doctor, medical doctor, because you wanted a respectable, something that people would look up to, profession. And so for you, it's hard to let yourself look foolish because you're afraid people are going to judge you.
And there's a different level of vulnerability when you sing. And with your director being there, her job, her stated job in a certain way is to judge and evaluate you. So you turn your attention on how I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it probably also hasn't occurred to you to stop the action and say, you know, every time we do this, my attention turns on myself and I start judging myself. I'd really like to, and you speak to the ladies that you are
singing with
and your director, I really like permission to just really swing out and be willing to make mistakes big. It's the rehearsal process, but I just want to let you know my mental process as we're doing, and I have attention on how I'm doing.
Because when I'm singing in front of the mirror, it's totally different. I dare to act and to sing high, to have high notes, and when I'm in front of them, if there are high notes, I know that I shrink because I'm good in I have a quite deep voice, is it? And
yes.
High notes. I fear high notes and in front of people still more. So yeah.
Well, you're not.
Let me ask a question.
Go ahead. You first.
What's the worst thing that could happen if you sing a high note and it goes flat? What's the worst thing that could happen?
That people... Yeah, the worst thing is that they think she should stop to sing any longer. That's the worst thing. But I think they will only
stop singing.
Perhaps nearly don't notice it and or laugh a bit or
That's right. See, you're beginning to reach the edge of what you need, which is to have fun with it. See, look, you're doing this singing thing to have fun. If it's not fun, why not? Why do it?
Yeah, no, it is normally it is fun, and the whole process to we have the show is already fun to sing with them and to have ideas how to perform. This is fun, and I have fun with the with the girls, and so that it is a lot of fun. And after, it's my fear, normally after every show, we have a lot of compliments, and everybody likes what we are doing outside of our job. So it's only my thing. It's it is good in the end. But,
well,
yeah.
It's funny how you say it's good in the end, but right now there's a level of partnership you haven't created with everyone involved, and that includes your
director,
and your co-performers. Like, you don't say, "Hey, this is what I'm worried about," or you don't give yourself to permission to swing out fully in. You're trying to do your rehearsals right, like a performance, rather than give yourself license. And you may find that if you really swing out and are outrageous, that it is mainly the best you've ever done. And there may be a few places where she wants to rein you in a little bit. But you don't know if you don't go to the edge of it. You have to be willing to look foolish in order to be your most genius expression of yourself.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's a good idea. I have to dare to look foolish. No, I understand.
And then with your partnership with your audience, once you get there, we have some friends who you know, Ralph and Arna. They own a theater in Cologne, and they do very outrageous shows. And Ralph was telling us not too long ago that one of the sweetest parts is that if they make a mistake or somebody drops their line, they include the audience in that, and it's like a special one-time bond. This is the only time it ever happens, and it happens between them. It's like it creates something. Now, I'm not saying go make mistakes so you can create a bond with your audience, but if it happens and you include them in it, it becomes a sweet moment.
This is true. By the way, I saw them at the weekend. Last weekend, I have been in Cologne, and we talked to each other after the show, and they told us where they had made mistake, and it was only fun for us to see it, what they made out of the mistakes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, the show.
If we look at the three principles, Elke, it's really perfect, because what you resist, such as looking stupid or making mistakes, you're
looking foolish.
You're most likely to do.
Because if you're resisting it, you have your attention on yourself, and you're not just performing. You're thinking about, how am I doing? And that's the second principle, is no two things can occupy Elke's mind at the same time.
Yes, that's true.
And you can only be doing, as he said, one thing. You're either looking at how you're doing, or you're expressing yourself to the audience. And then the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. So Ralph and Arna, of course, they get to do their show multiple times a week, and that is their profession. They've come to discover that if they don't judge or resist the mistake, but allow it to be exactly as it is, it's not only perfect, it completes itself as a, quote, mistake, and becomes integral to the fabric of the performance.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I saw it. Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, you're really welcome. Thank you.
I feel quite relaxed now. Thank you very, very much.
Have fun.
Yes, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, before we take our next caller, who's patiently waiting, thank you, I just want to mention that in June, from the 9th to the 11th in New York City, we are doing a course called Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. You're invited. It's wonderful. I love this course. It, for one thing,
it's fun.
It's, you know, sometimes when people are looking at time and project management, we did transformational time and project management this weekend, and it was stunningly intimate and expressive and powerful. But somehow, when you start with the theme of fun as the access way to enlightenment, it gives you permission to have it be very lighthearted. And I'm inviting you to come. This may be your access way. You may have listened to us many times and have not jumped in. We had somebody who was at the Time and Project Management course who said she listened to several radio shows. She actually went to a couple of international calls, and then she flew to New York to attend the weekend, and we'd never met her in person. It's not too far, and it's not too soon. If it's for you, jump. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Hey, Chris. Kirsten. Kirsten.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys? Great to be here.
We are excellent. Where are you today?
I am in Danville, Virginia.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Sure. I like the topic of this call because I recently moved and I'm starting a new job and starting a lot of new things, and this thought of not wanting to look foolish is in my mind because I'm new to the community. I really, a lot of times when I'm talking to people about a subject, I don't really have the background. I don't really know what's already been done or what's going on. And so it's just been interesting to realize how worried I am of making a good impression. And
I can give you some hints.
Go ahead.
Kirsten, I can give you some hints about how to make a good impression.
Okay.
The first one is by listening to the people that are talking to you rather than listening to your thoughts about looking good.
Or how you don't know enough.
Or whether you're going to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
See, get interested rather than try to prove that you've gotten somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
refreshing, actually.
Yeah, right. I find it impressive when somebody actually listens.
So
yeah,
we have some other ideas how to make it easier for you. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. So we're going to go to a break right now.
We'll be back with Kirsten, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Next week... It is next week, isn't it? Yes, next week is the 10th anniversary of our show Being Here.
That's right.
So we're celebrating all month. And we encourage you to like us on Facebook. Transformation Made Easy is our page on Facebook. And you can go up and make comments about what your favorite show is. Share your passion for living in the moment and for being here. And I just want to have a shout out to Juta and her dog Piper. She did a beautiful photo, which we have up there, all about looking foolish, and her dog joined in the fun. So I'm hoping that you'll go up there, like the photo, tell us what you think about today's show, and join us at Transformation Made Easy on Facebook. Also, just want to give you guys all a heads up that Monday is the last day to get in on the early registration discount for the course that courses we're doing in Hamburg, Germany in October. No, October is a ways away, but Monday is the early registration discount deadline. So if you want to join us in Hamburg for the power of listening, and for the freedom to breathe, you can go up to transformationmadeeasy.com. And also for Fun is the Access Way to Enlightenment. That's a great place to go. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
What's the next workshop we're doing in New York?
It's the Fun.
Oh, Fun. That's on June 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What's next. Excellent. All right. We're speaking with Kirsten. We're talking to her about her recent move and what's happening for her in her new job and in the community. You're in a really excellent time frame, Kirsten. You know, having some sort of event like the 10th anniversary of our show gives us an excuse to celebrate doing it. Somebody's birthday gives you an excuse to celebrate them. That you're new in the community, that you're new at your job, gives you license or an excuse to be able to go up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Kirsten. I'm new in the community. Do you know places that are great for a cup of coffee? Or do you know places to network? Or I don't know much about how it's done here. Do you want to? Can you tell me?" And it gives people an opportunity to be.
Can make a contribution, make a difference for you.
People want to make a difference. People want to share. And if you go up at work and if you were to say to me, if you were working for me, "Hi, Ariel, I'm in the learning curve right now. I'm not sure how to do this process, or how do you prefer to do this thing, or do you know where this goes, where it is filed?" I'd be touched that you wanted to ask me. So while it's new, make use of it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I noticed it's a good opportunity for me to notice when, so I have a pattern where I take on more responsibility than I necessarily need to. And so I feel like this is actually kind of a neat time to, because I'm starting and I'm new and I can like set from the beginning that I want to work with people and rely on other people and have them rely on me instead of trying to make sure I do it all the right way. Which, while a little bit scary, is also really relaxing in a way.
You know, it's interesting. You've gone back in the past. You've judged and evaluated how you've done and what you've done, and you come up with the conclusion that you've taken on more responsibility than you have to
this,
be.
This sounds like a New Year's resolution about how you're going to be going forward in time. And that's always such a dangerous thing, Kirsten, because you can so easily, you know, the classic one for me is many years ago, we used to do this sport of offshore fly fishing for giant black marlin. And so we were in Costa Rica, and a giant black marlin came in behind the boat. I made the cast, and the fish took the fly, and it started to jump, and it spit the fly. It made two jumps, and it spit the fly, and it was gone.
He was like, oh.
I should have set the hook harder. And so then we're in Panama the next year, and a giant black marlin, maybe 500 pounds, comes in. I make the cast. It grabs the fly. I this time say, now this time I'm going to really set the hook. I did. The only problem was the fish did also, so we broke the line.
So when you take one situation from the past and apply it for the future, it may not be appropriate.
And each moment shows up differently in your life. It's not like that the fish has any idea of what your past endeavors were, as with your new employers or anything else. So they don't have a record that they are trying to prove or disprove about you. You do. You have memories of doing it in ways that you thought were foolish or that you could have done better. So instead of just bringing your attention to doing what you're doing to the best of your ability, rather than trying to prove that you're good at it, you'll probably do much better if you just allow yourself to have fun with what you have to do. Now, the question is, are you going to be a yes to what comes up, or are you going to complain to yourself that you have to go to work?
This past weekend was really fun in that, of course, people had ideas about themselves similar to you, that they either had too much on their plate, they took on too much responsibility. There were lots of questions that you or ideas you have about yourself. But we were playing around with the notion that you do exactly what you want and you don't do exactly what you don't want. So when you say you took on too much responsibility in the past, you took on exactly the amount you wanted to take on. There's probably a likelihood at some point where you said, I don't wanna.
Yeah, but you see, it may be that you have a life strategy called being a victim, where you set up things, where you take on responsibilities, and then you victimize yourself that you have to do it.
I can see that.
You can see that. Good. That's great. If you can see it, you don't have to do anything with it. The seeing of it is the third principle of instantaneous transformation. The seeing of it allows it to dissolve just by seeing it, not by doing something to be different, because that keeps it in place. And when I hear your ideas of how you're going to relate to your new job opportunity, it sounds like you've already made decisions about how to be different than you were. The only problem with that is being different keeps that stuff stuck.
Because it's still in relation to how you did before. It's it's like that, only different. I'm not going to do that, which is a form of resistance, which drags it around with you, and it's not a whole lot of fun.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. So just do what's in front of me and listen to who's in front of me and go from there.
But that's true. What you said is true. Do what's in front
of you.
I'm doing
it again, aren't I?
Yeah, you're making a dictation to yourself how to be in the future.
Yeah, you know, we say we don't want rules, yet we keep on creating new sets of rules to live by.
Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thank you.
And have fun, you know. Enjoy your new position and your new home.
And one last thing. Life is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to. So that you have a new job, it's the perfect job, so enjoy it.
I will. And I will say one thing. I have that victim and that complaining, but I'm completely amazed at all these opportunities that have fallen into my lap without any effort on my part. And so anyway, I'm thankful for that, and it's really fascinating to watch happen. So I'm looking forward to.
Well, you know, in a way, what you're describing too is a little similar to what Elka was talking about. She says she does these performances, and then all of these people tell her that they like it, and she was clearly a little amazed at it, because your story about yourself and what people want to entrust you with don't match. So you can either champion your story about yourself, or you can
champion their experience of you
and produce commensurate to the opportunity
yes.
they've given you.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we have another caller.
All right, Daniela, where are you?
Hello, I'm calling from Germany, Cologne.
All right, wow. You're home now. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. So my question is, I mean, in a couple of hours, I will have a date. So, and of course, I don't want to look foolish by saying something foolish or by laughing too loud or, you know, by these things. So I would like to behave in a way that I come across, I don't know, intelligent and irresistible and these things. So,
well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things about you that's irresistible is your laugh.
Okay.
So
you were in, why I said you're home is you just participated with us in New York City in the Transformational Time and Project Management course. And one of the things that was catching in the room was when you would laugh, other people would laugh with you. And more than one person commented on how sexy your laugh is. So if you're worried about laughing too hard, I'll tell you, if somebody doesn't like your laugh, get a different date.
That's right.
They're not for you.
Hey, look, there's lots of different guys out there in the world.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll tell you one of the...
And if they don't like anything about you, find somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easy for me to say now. That certainly wasn't how I approached dating back when. But luckily, with Shia, I thought he was such a casual, non-important date. I didn't care if he liked me or not. It was, in my idea, he was just for the evening because I was...
No, but you did care if I liked you. You got to be honest.
I did. It kicked in part way, but at first it was kind of like, oh, well, this is good. I did. It's true, because when you ask if I wanted to go for a beer, I said yes, even though I hated beer because I was in hopes of getting you home with me. That's true.
Well, you got what you wanted, see? You always get what you want.
So there was an underlying thing of wanting to be liked that was unexamined by me, but there was a certain freedom in that at the same time more than I ever knew at that time of not trying to impress him or try to do it better, because I didn't think it was going to last more than just that evening.
Right.
I didn't have plans for him for the
very
future.
Good. What you're saying is very good, Daniela. What she's saying is because she didn't care whether or not we became a relationship, she could be herself. She could have fun. And if I didn't like it, well, didn't matter.
Next,
exactly. And here's the other thing, my sweet. You see you through your story of you, who you've thought you've been your whole life. We see you by who you are in current time, and you are adorable. That means people can love you.
Yeah, he doesn't say that in a diminutizing or making you small way. It's like you are really adorable. People can actually really enjoy you.
So it may not fit with your story of you. See, our stories, the ones that we've developed over a lifetime, are not kind to us. And no, other people see your beauty and your loveliness, your kindness, your sweetness, and it doesn't fit your story of you. So you think that they're going to see you the way you see you, but you have seen yourself not kindly, not in a kind light. If you're normal, see? If you're a normal person, that's the way you see yourself, as though you need to improve or get better.
And normally, people take what doesn't fit their idea of themselves and disregard it. But when a person says something that goes along with their picture of themselves, you gather it into a basket, and it's usually a basket of your failings. But I'm recalling right now when you were leaving the course, or we were leaving the evening, it was the last we were going to see you, I believe you on Monday night, we gave each other a hug, you and I. And I said something and you laughed and your belly moved when you laughed. I thought, I said, oh, that is so much fun and it feels so good. That is so sexy. You guys, you should all give Daniela a hug and say something, have her laugh, because it's wonderful. And here you are worrying about your laugh as if you're going to laugh. I'll tell you, if you laugh loud, you should probably just grab the guy and say, let me hug you while I'm laughing, because I hear it feels really good.
Okay, I'll try that.
You know, I love your courage, Daniela. And there's just another couple things I want to say about dating, because there's so many listeners who are still dating out there. Can you stay with us until after the break?
Yes.
Excellent.
Perfect.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Costa Rica 2018 is our immersion courses into instantaneous transformation. If you want to join us next year, there are even less spaces available. We have 9 as of this moment out of the 180 spaces that are remaining. So if you want to come, you need to attend
a weekend workshop.
Make sure we all play well together.
That's right.
And if you don't want to come to New York in June or you can't make it, you're already scheduled, the next possibility is in Cambridge, England. We're doing Excellence, Well-being, and Satisfaction, the Art of Being Yourself on June 30th, July 1st, and 2nd. You can find out about our entire schedule up on our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
TransformationMadeEasy.com. And our shout-out today to our listeners are for our listeners in Italy
and
Sweden,
United States, Spain, Canada, Switzerland,
France,
and Germany.
Speaking of Germany, still with us, Daniela?
Yes.
Well, it's fun. We did 2 shout outs for you, Italy and Germany.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about it
During the weekend
that your parents are Italian and they spoke Italian in the home, but you were born in Germany and you grew up in Germany, and how, you know, those facts, when you're trying to not look foolish and you want to fit in with your German school chums, you want to hide pieces of yourself as if somehow some piece of that makes you less, rather than those are all your assets. And in particular, if for those of you who weren't there at the weekend, the majority of the people were really admiring or even jealous that she spoke 3 languages fluently. So the things you tend to think make you look foolish may actually be your assets.
The other thing that we talked about on the break when you weren't listening, Daniela, was that if any guy finds fault with you, you should find another guy.
Okay.
Because there's nothing wrong with you.
I dated a guy once who told me, you know, you're really rather pretty, except for your breasts. They're too large.
Those were, when on our first date, when I saw her breasts, I fell in love.
And you know what was very interesting? I actually at some point became friends with this fellow ex-girlfriend, and he told her, and she was gorgeous. She was a model. And he said, oh, you're really rather pretty, except for I don't like your stomach. And she told me that his previous girlfriend was a ballet dancer, a professional. And he said, well, you're really rather pretty, but your thighs are too big. It was exactly, he'd pick on things. And this was the fellow I was so frustrated with when I turned and made a pass at Shia, because I couldn't get that thing to work. And I'm so glad, you know, Shia found me perfect.
Perfect.
And he still tells me every day how beautiful I am. mean, you deserve that. You deserve someone who sees your beauty, not somebody who's picking it apart.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, we didn't really talk about it earlier, but our approach is anthropological. It's not about finding fault and fixing and making better. It's about just noticing the way things are without adding the energy of judgment. It's amazing when you're kind to yourself how great your life becomes if you stop picking on you. And that wasn't only for you, Daniela. That was for all those people out there that pick on themselves.
And that includes all those people who have wanted to call into the show and have never done it because they're afraid they're going to look foolish.
Yeah, I can understand that. I was nervous also, but now I'm fine. Okay, thank you very much. I think I will have a relaxed evening now.
Yeah, enjoy. Have fun. You never know.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who are listening live and would like to risk looking foolish, give us a call. Get your pen or pencil out. Here is our phone number, 888-346-9141. That's if you're in the United States. If not, you can go to our website and you'll see the international call-in number. But give us a call. All right. We had another caller who said she was calling in. She's not here yet. So you and I get to risk looking foolish.
She did us a favor. That's right. We can talk about whatever we like. So this is for my engineer, Aaron. I set my alarm for how much time we had left for this last segment, and I forgot to press the start button. So how much time do I have left so I can sort of balance it out?
We have 8.5 minutes. Awesome.
8.5 minutes.
That means we get 8.5 more minutes with all of you.
I got to reset this thing and do it right.
I want to tell you how gorgeous it is here in New Jersey. It is impossibly green. We've been having so much fun looking at all the brightly colored birds. We have the goldfinches. We have the blue jays. And we have the red cardinals.
And it's all in a background of chartreuse.
I almost said fuchsia. It's
fuchsia is if you're on an acid trip.
That's very funny.
Anyway.
I was really impressed with people this weekend. One of the questions that we asked everybody was, how does a good person do their projects? And people started looking at what they considered good way to go about things. And one gal came up and said, you know, I have the idea that if I have a project, I should sit down and do it all in one sitting without ever taking a break. I should do it from beginning to end. And it was really fun to unearth these ideas we have about ourselves, about what a better us would be. And to let that loosen up. And shout out to Stephanie, who came to the course, who we've known for many, many years, and who has been debating whether or not to get dual citizenship between Germany and the United States for the last 30 years. That's how long she's lived in the United States. And over the course of the weekend, you could tell she was fighting with herself about it. And we said something to her right upon her leaving. We said, you know, this is something that could be solved with no effort and in an instant. And she went for a walk with someone and said, I want to handle this within the next 3 blocks. And she recalled that she had told herself as a young person that anybody with dual citizenship was somehow
a bad person
because they were abandoning their home country. And her friend said, you know what? You had a mother and a father. You loved them both. Loving one doesn't take away from the other. You're allowed. You have enough love to go around. You can love Germany and the United States. And it was her friend from Hamburg who told her that. and it totally freed her up.
Her friend Stephanie, as a matter of fact.
Yes, Stephanie. It was Stephanie, like talking to herself.
Stephanie.
So good on you both.
Yes.
We have another caller holding. It's Christina.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm calling in from Clifton, New Jersey today.
Hi, Christina.
No,
hi.
You couldn't make it to the weekend because you got sick. So now we're giving you a recap so you can have part of it.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Yes.
Listening to the show and looking foolish, I definitely have a lot of concerns about looking foolish.
Well, it's part of being human.
Yeah. Sometimes I find it funny because, like, I'll be talking to somebody on the phone, and if somebody else who is in the same proximity as me could hear what I'm talking about, I have judgments or I'm concerned about what they're going to think I'm saying on the phone.
Yes.
Like, little things like that that I'm not sure where I got that from.
Well, do you want to know where you got it from, or do you want it to be solved?
That's right.
I want it to be solved.
Well,
then
stop judging yourself for having it, because your judgments about that you should be over this already, keep it in place.
So you're certainly not treating it as a phenomena. You're treating it as a problem.
And
yes,
whenever you try to change you or fix you into a better version of you, it comes from a standard that you have of what better looks like. And that's just as screwed up as your idea of what better looks like.
Right.
You know, the standard and your idea of you in relation to that standard are, you know, it's so wild. Human beings, we've got more than 7 billion of us on the planet, and each one is a unique and different being. That's so wild. And each one is a perfect one. You just cannot be a better version of Christina.
Right.
You know, the ideas that you put together, Christina, as a child about what cool was. Cool isn't that.
What was your coolest hair color when you were a kid?
Probably purple.
I just whispered purple. And how old were you when you dyed your hair purple?
The first time, probably around 14.
Right. And so that was the ultimate of cool back then. So would you now go home tonight and dye your hair purple in order to be more acceptable at work?
No.
If you did, would you be more acceptable at work?
No.
But see, that's
probably less acceptable now.
But that's the same mentality it was telling you, you know, that you should worry about what you're saying on the phone rather than just expressing yourself and taking care of the person on the other end of the line or the other end of the air if it's a cell phone.
Christina, you could pretend you are perfect and that you don't make mistakes and that everything you do is exactly what's supposed to happen, and life would be much less stressful and it would be a more accurate representation of the truth than the conversation you listen to that looks to find fault with you.
That sounds great.
Well,
that's why I enjoy like coming to your workshops and listening to your radio show, and because it's like a reminder, I forget that.
Well, it's easy to forget that you're great because you've been trained not to think so.
You know, one of the things we played with this weekend was on one of the flip charts, we wrote, "You're perfect." And then on the next flip chart on the other side of the room, we wrote, "Now what?" So this moment is perfect because second principle can only show up exactly as it does. So now what? Now what? You don't have to keep going backwards. You can just keep being here.
Really?
You know, exciting. We're coming to the end of this show, and I get to announce we do the the one we're doing next week, which is the 10th anniversary show, and that's working on yourself doesn't work.
You do.
I love it. I'll be listening.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I just am, again, inviting you to go up, like our Facebook page, tell people what your favorite show is, and go ahead and see Piper up there, Jutta's dog, who's looking so cute by looking foolish. And feel free to post a foolish picture of yourself. That could be fun. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.